Hello. It's the Tuesday. Start again. Wait. Hello. It's Tuesday, the 18th of June in the year of our Lord, 2024. Myself and Christine are back with another prophecy update. We missed a couple because I was away, but Christine's been really on it. I no doubt she's just taken loads and loads of notes, if I know our Christine. How you doing, sweetheart?
I am doing very well, thank you. And yep, I've got lots of notes.
Go on.
I'm just so grateful for everybody out there that's sharing things and putting the prophecy out so people can see it, read it, share it, speak it. So important.
So important. I've had a few godly encounters myself. Very recently, I had a bit of a turmoil a few weeks ago, and I remember you and I prayed that afternoon.
Yes.
And I think it's why we were praying. My phone suddenly started going off for no reason. Were we praying at the time? Pretty sure we were. And I jumbled my phone and tried to turn it off. And thing is, the phone was on the opposite side of the table, face down. And all of a sudden, this music starts playing out of it while Christine's praying. So I'm quickly trying to fumble to kind of turn it off. And it was Africa. I was saying, the rain's down in Africa. Yeah, that tune. Very bizarre.
Right.
But the words, one of the verses just put me, it's basically just put your trust in me. I'm not going to let you go. And it was like, okay. And then all of a sudden, these little miracles started happening.
Oh, wow. It's just the way he works. It's that still small voice. It's just that little reminder that you're not alone. He's got this. If you just give him control of it and not take it back, he's got it. You know, we try to grab it back and do it our way. The best advice I can give anybody in this hour is just get out of the way. Let God move. Don't take offense to anything. Just understand that when somebody is manifesting ugly, evil, nasty tirades at you. It's not really them. It's the enemy, and it's your spirit that's offending their demons. So that people are manifesting left and right, man. It's happening in the street. It's happening online. It's happening, you know, probably when you talk to your own family and friends and whatnot. I mean, it's just happening. And people are acting out, and it's kind of funny to watch, especially in the political realm. You know, you see it a lot.
A friend of mine, I wanted to ask you about this. A friend of mine, he was doing some work and he was, you know, very much a put his faith in Jesus. And he, you know, he'd been, I don't want to say too much. He was like a whistleblower and he was going off to do some temporary work and stuff. And he was at this house, and as he was leaving, there was about three women there, and he was passing by or something. They were having a coffee morning, and they literally he looked at them, and they turned into these monsters, literally in front of his eyes, these demonic beings. He actually saw them when he
Right.
was looking at them, and like these, he said it was horrifying. He was literally. He said he just stoned, he froze like Biden, like with these things. These women literally turned into these like demonic beings. Said it was
Yeah.
horrible.
Well,
He got out
that's
of there
him.
so quick. He got
It's
out of there.
him being able to see in the spirit. That's part of that as well.
Is that
So
what that
being,
is? Fine.
yeah. So like, you know, when you're a seer, you see good and evil. You can see the angels and the demons. You can see what God is doing, but you can see how the world is trying to counter and turn every word he says and twist it into their own. You know, the enemy, this is really important. The enemy doesn't know anything unless we tell him. So don't tell Satan all your plans. Don't give him all of your knowledge. You know,
Don't
walk,
give him an
guard your
easy
mouth,
way. Don't give him like,
guard your
don't give him an easy
gates,
way. Yeah.
right? And part of guarding your gates is watching what you listen to and what you take in. But it's also so with your eyes and your ears, you know, watch what you watch, watch what you listen to, but use caution on your mouth because
Yeah, I trouble with that. I like
we
that's
all do. I mean, we all have trouble with that. Guarding your mouth and keeping God's plans out of the enemy's ears is important. So that's why we have prophets that speak a lot of times in code and they speak a lot of times in mysteries. And I would highly recommend, and I will add the link today to the 11th Hour with Robin D. Bullock, because he definitely had a mysterious 11th hour today, and it was very powerful. And it's just one of those that when you watch it, if you know, you know, and if you don't, you don't. It's okay. Watch it anyway.
Was, did he
Watch it
do that
anyway.
during, did he during do that during the music part or when he?
No, this was his teaching today. He
Okay.
said, I'm going to tell you what God is telling me to tell you, but he's not going to tell you everything. This is a mystery, and he wants you to ask him about it.
Okay, I'm gonna
And
watch the
then be still and listen and see what you get. So it was very powerful. And I will definitely link that in the show notes as well.
fabulous. Well, over to you. Get started on what you've seen from the prophets.
Yes. So what I love is that when you look across the board at all of the prophets that are speaking truth today, you get a much fuller picture if you listen to, you know, multiple prophets. You really see how God is saying things to people and he is confirming it over and over and over. So one thing God is talking about today is deception. And on June 11th, Robin Bullock said that he heard to the Democrat Party there was a landslide in 2020. You know it. It has taken a while to dig out of the landslide, but now you'll experience an avalanche, and your time at the bottom is coming. Try digging yourself out with your shovel and a shovel of lies that your spade of deception. For with the shovel you dug a hole of lies, but with the spade of deception you tried to chop the roots of this nation in two. Now try to dig yourself out of an avalanche with those two instruments. What's wrong? It's a time of deception. It's a time of upside down, a change that came with the change of upside down. The change that came was the change of deception and illusion. And he says deception again. This is where everything went upside down. And you that caused all the lies and deception, your shovel of lies and your spade of deception is used to dig a hole. The other is used to chop at something, pinpoint something else. And you tried to cut the root of a nation. Well, they belong to you and you own them. And on the back of them is engraved the Democrat Party. So that was God's message to the Democrat Party. But do not for one minute think that God is not going to hold the Republican Party to task. He's taking them to task for sure because we know better. And still, the Republicans are in with, there's no difference between the Dems and the Republicans these days. There's zero difference. There are very few truly fighting the good fight. And I think we all know that. So, also June 11th, Robin D. Bullock talked about Trump 45. He said, they think they're trying Trump. Oh, no. They are being tried. Deliverance is given to Trump, but they are being tried. However you treat God's called, his anointed, the Lord says these words to you. His word, he said, do not touch my anointed. Now, what does that mean? If you're called by God to something, you are anointed by God to something. He called you. He anointed you to do something. He appointed Trump to be president. Will you attack him like a junkyard dog? He said very plainly, don't touch my anointed. So that was a warning to anybody that is not on the right side right now. God has chosen who he's anointed for this hour, and it is Trump. You may as well get on the Trump train and just blow that horn, because it's going to go rolling through here, whether you like it or not. That's going to happen.
Love it.
Yeah, it's going to happen. So the other thing that I love, Hank Kuhneman on June 9th was talking about something that is happening, infestations, insects. What is this? Look, there shall be a spider, and it shall have great width to its web. And you will say, what is this large spider that is appearing in America with legs spread apart and a web so big? I speak this in the natural, but pay attention, because when you see this revealed, it is a sign of one who they call spider. Great is the reach of his web. Great is the ensnarement of the web and the anarchy that has been created and perpetrated by this one who they say spider, and they have conspired and worked together to seek to ensnare 45. And you, the people of this nation, to entangle you in their webs of lies and deceptions, their narratives. But when the spider arises in the natural, in this nation, it will be a sign that all of this will be cut and brought down. Whew. So God sees it. Nothing's getting by him. He knows everything that is going on. Also on June 11th, Julie Green said, more evidence is coming out that will tear down the indictments against my Trump. So you hear it over and over that God is saying they're trying to put Trump on trial. They're trying to indict him. They're trying to cause him all this trouble. They're judging him, right? Who is the judge? God is the judge. So God is saying, okay, well, go ahead and judge him. And however you judge him is how I will judge you. And that's a warning to every person on this earth, not just the politicians. So beware. When you open your mouth to speak out, even online, even on Facebook, you make a little snarky remark against Trump, he is God's anointed. You're shooting yourself in the foot. You will be judged by the way you are judging others. So judge righteously.
Yeah.
God doesn't tell us don't judge one another. He says judge righteously. And so we know there's a big shaking coming. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken. And honestly, that has been talked about by Hank Kuhneman, Julie Green, Tim Sheets, Robin Bullock, everybody. I mean, every prophet has talked about the shaking. And I think it's really interesting, because I saw in spirit the other night just a tsunami hitting the earth. And I mean, everything will be affected. No one is going to walk away from this unscathed. We're all going to feel it. It's going to touch every aspect of our lives. And every aspect of our lives will change. Our money system is about to change. Our financial system, our government system, our educational system, our music, entertainment, arts, our families. I mean, every single aspect of society is about to crumble and be rebuilt the way God wants it done. And so expect the unexpected. Keep your eyes open. Make sure that you are prayed up. Make sure you're praying for others. Shed the love and light everywhere. Just share it everywhere with everybody you see and everyone you come in contact with. Share the love of God, because at the end of the day, the only thing more powerful than evil is love. And that's why God wins. He always wins. God is love. And we are made in his image. Therefore, we are to love. So that's what I've got today.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, things are certainly sort of like starting to stir up and bubble, aren't they?
They really are. Boy, I'm telling you, just see it everywhere. And
You
it
know,
just.
is the elections going to go through? Is it going to happen? Is the inauguration going to happen? I mean, the storm is well and truly upon us, you know.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. And it,
Hanging
you
on at that
know,
precipice.
we've waited for so long for this
So
moment,
long.
and it is a beautiful thing to be able to see it. But God's been talking about justice and liberty. And he said liberty to the falsely accused. This is another one from Hank Kuhneman, if you've got just a minute.
Absolutely.
He said, therefore, pay attention as you enter into the time of July and you celebrate the United States, a time when freedom and liberty, justice came to it, and it was meant for all. And it will appear forever as though things are very, very solid in the intent of evil. But it is the beginning of something that shall be accelerated by my hand, for where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I'm going to bring a liberty to those, and to he who has been accused falsely, there will come an independence, a liberty, a freedom, even though it appears opposite. But you watch how I break it apart. Watch how suddenly things shift, and those who say he's a felon and guilty will quickly drop and move to those who schemed falsely. So, again, be careful, watch your words, watch your mouth, be careful what you speak against Trump and the prophets. Do my anointed, do not touch my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's the word today. So it's I love it. And it's just repeated over and over and over. Just last week, Robin, Hank, Julie Green all talked about justice and liberty. And so you're just seeing the same things repeated over and over and over. And it is so beautiful. And I love it. God has never lost a battle, and he's not about to start now. What do you think, love?
Sorry, I was muted. Well, I think this is amazing. And Amanda Grace has actually got a live coming up with a word from the Lord. That's coming up in about an hour. So
Awesome.
I do like Amanda Grace. I really do.
Yeah, she is so powerful, and she has had some fantastic, obviously, she has fantastic words. They're usually very long, and I highly recommend just watching her anytime that comes out.
She's on in
But
10 minutes, and I'm just looking at now of her
I'll
thumbnail.
link it. I'll
Well,
go
yeah.
ahead and just link
So
it.
the name of it is a prophetic warning. Be ready and alert for a surprise attacks and maneuvers. So that's going to be starting in about 10 minutes or so.
Okay, well, we'll check
So
that
we'll
out.
check that out, and we will be back tomorrow night with another news show and prophecy maybe on Thursday if there's anything that jumps out at Christine. If not, we'll be back with the prophecy watch on the Tuesday. libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, Q Team Awesome on Truth Social, and Jason is running TikTok, Liberty Tactics, and all of our other social medias you will find on the website, and Facebook, Twitter. I'm not really using Twitter that much. I never really have been massive on Twitter, but yeah, Instagram, the lot. We'll be back tomorrow. Good night and God bless. Say good night, Christine.
Good night, guys. God bless.